What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
So, Maddie.
Yeah.
We're bros, right?
I mean, I would say so.
Are we ever going to date?
Oh, we doing this right now?
Would you ever take me on like a real date?
I mean, hell will soon freeze over. Before that even is a thought that crosses my mind.
So would you say that I'm in the friend zone, your friend box?
I mean, there's no other box.
Yeah, I would agree with that. if you're wondering if that was as cringy as I felt, the answer is yes. I had to hit Maddie with like such an awkward, cringy question so that we all really felt like, what the fuck scared. Is going on right now? These two bitches are now going to say that they're dating each other? And the matter of the
fact... They're waiting for that.
But you guys can feel it when you listen to our episodes that we're such bros.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just we're never gonna date.
You couldn't be less of the dating energy going on.
Literally. So the reason I asked that question, the reason I started this episode off with that question asking my best friend if she would ever date me is because I'm trying to make a point right now.
Okay.
Right? I don't want to take credit for this theory because I did not come up with this theory. I heard this theory from, if you guys know who Tinks is on Instagram, she's just like a girl that lives in LA and she does like, you know, videos, she talks about relationships, etc. And she came up with something called the box theory, which she says men, when they meet a girl, or they start dating a girl, they categorize them into three separate boxes.
Okay.
This three separate boxes being, I want to date you, I want to sleep with you, or I want nothing to do with you.
And this is like from the jump.
This is from the jump. Mm-hmm. This is, she has this theory, it's called the box theory, that she says men do. I heard this theory, and as of late, I'm like, you know what? Lesbians do the same shit.
Right.
And I know there's a huge argument for this because everyone's like, no, girls are so emotional, like blah, blah, blah. Like things like change after you're friends with someone, then you develop feelings and all that. I'm here to say disagree.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you fall with the box theory? Okay. So you fall with the box theory as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
I agree with the box theory as well. I think it applies to women. I'm going to change one box though.
Okay.
The three boxes when you meet a girl.
Lesbian box?
No. Well, I'm changing the nothing to do with you box to something else.
Got it. Okay.
There's three boxes. Well, it's pretty obvious. I'm your bro. I'm your friend.
Okay.
I want to date you or I just want to sleep with you. Oh. Those are the three boxes. And the only shot that you have at switching boxes is after the first date. You're like, I mean, it could happen on the first date. Okay. You hang out on the first date and you immediately categorize this girl. By the end of the date, you're kind of like, okay, I know what box you're in.
Sure.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I definitely leave a first date with like a pretty solid feeling of how I feel about the
like,
person.
Like, I'm not going to date you. I just want to have sex with you, or I don't want to date you, and I also don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah,
we
but
could
then
be friends.
It does get kind of complicated, and maybe this is...
Oh, already so lesbian!
I was like, this is the lesbian in me, you know? But like, sometimes though... I can't like just hook up with somebody and like not have feelings.
It's a lesbian.
Separate anything.
Okay, then you disagree with me. Because you cannot hook up with someone without catching some type of feelings. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you don't have the I just want to fuck you category because you initially could have. Okay. Let me ask you this. Have you ever hooked up with a girl and thought, I only want to hook up with you? There are zero feelings involved.
Probably not.
Yeah. No.
I mean, maybe like one that was like kind of close, but.
Right.
But like after the fact, like it was still. I don't know. Yeah. Cause I feel like if we have that connection, if we are able to like, you know,
rolling my eyes,
literally barfing in my own mouth, you know, like I just feel like, oh, well then there must be something more to it, you know, but also too, I have the same, I also have the feeling of like, I can make a decision very quickly. Mm-hmm. Girl that I'm dating now, I knew from minute one, I could never be friends with this girl. Mm-hmm. There's no fucking way that we could ever just be like, homies, you know?
Okay, so this is what I'm saying about the box. This is where I'm saying the box could shift after the first date, okay? The box that I think can shift after the first date is that you think that you may want to just be friends with someone. Mm-hmm. Okay, this just happened to me. I went on a date recently. We hung out and I was like, oh, we're going to be homies. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally texted Madison. This happened with actually two girls that I've seen. Mm-hmm. I texted Maddie. I was like, I want to call her bro. I want to be her friend. We hung out the second time and I immediately saw her and I was like, oh shit, never mind. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
But then when you see them again, you're like, I'll know right away because I'm going into this with like a sober mind and like.
Yeah, but isn't that just putting them in the box of like, yeah, maybe I want to date you? I mean, if you want to see this person again, if you want to give them a second shot, then.
Well, no, because that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Their only window you have is after the first date. Okay. That's the only window. So that being said, if I were to go into the second date seeing this girl, and again, I thought the same thing, oh, I want to be bros. That will never change.
Yeah.
I've never gone on a date with a girl and then gone on another date with her and then thought, oh, we're going to be bros. And then it switches randomly to like, right. Oh, we're going to date or we're going to fuck.
Yeah.
So that I would say is the only window that you have to switch from the bro box to the dating box, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because you hooked up because like you just met and you're both getting fucked up and like whatever. But then, I mean, maybe that's not everyone. Maybe I'm just like a fucking alcoholic and I like drink when I go out with girls. I don't know. But you want to go into it with a clear head, whatever, the second time. And then like the first 5 seconds you see that girl, you're like, yes, we're going to be bros. Or wait, no, wait, never mind. I changed my mind. And that's always within the first and second date.
Yeah.
Recently, like what you just said. Right. So going on to the like just having sex thing, is that possible to just have sex with a girl and not catch feelings?
Yeah.
Okay. So your answer is no because you're still lesbian. My answer is yes, that you can just sleep with a girl and not have feelings for them.
Yeah. You totally can.
But usually it's not both sided. Usually it's the case where one of the girls is sleeping with the other girl because they're hoping to go from the just fuck box to something more. Mm-hmm. It's not usually the case where you're both just exclusively having sex with each other for the purpose of just having sex with each other.
Yeah, but also isn't it also pretty dependent upon like your intentions and how you even go into the first date? Because if your intentions are to just fuck, then yeah, that's the way that you're going to play it out. If you're going into it wanting something more with this person, or at least because you don't know them, at least you're open to the idea of something more. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know them enough. I'm just assuming that we're meeting on an app, you know? Mm-hmm. I know what you look like. We probably have talked a little bit. I've probably already made my decision without even meeting this person. And if I go into it with the intention of, I just want to fuck this girl, then nothing's going to change. If I go into it with the intention of, I'm interested in actually getting to know her, then I'm going to have that sort of energy and I'm not going to let it like be anything else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But you just said that if you sleep with a girl, it usually is not just sex. So, So that's what I'm saying. It's usually one-sided. If you're just having sex with a girl and you're hoping, okay, think about it like this. You keep hooking up with someone with the hope that your box will change from the just having sex box to the relationship box. And you keep going back because it feels good. It feels right for you, but it doesn't ever feel good for the other person. Right. It feels good for sex, but like their intention with you is never going to change. Yeah. So if you feel like you are going into this situation where you feel like you're having sex with someone with the hope that they're going to change their mind, change your box, then I would say save yourself the aggravation and cut it off before it even starts.
Sure.
So the signs of seeing this, right? Signs of seeing that you are just in like, I just want to fuck you box. Number one, you're only getting the come over and watch a movie type shit.
Yeah.
You're only getting the text messages about the person and like what's going on with them and how they are and what's like on their agenda. And like, it's pretty much just all about them.
Send nudes.
Yeah. Send nudes, constantly sending picture or asking for pictures. Mm-hmm. When it goes into like, they're never asking you about your life or your feelings, how you feel about things, your political views, your family. They are just keeping shit super surface level because they don't want to like have that deeper connection with you. Mm-hmm. I would say those are all signs of that, right?
Yeah.
Getting the like, you know, I don't want to do this because I'm scared of this and I'm scared of that and I'm scared of this and I'm scared of that.
Right.
The I'm scared card isn't real. It's real in the sense of like, depending on what you're talking about, but if someone can sleep with you, but like not have a conversation with you about literally anything other than like surface level shit, then like the I'm scared card doesn't really make sense.
Right. It's like, I'm not scared to fuck, but like I'm scared to fucking talk about my family or whatever bullshit. Like, you know, like that doesn't track necessarily.
Doesn't translate.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're in the sex box.
Right.
So if you're getting that, then you're in the sex box. And if you're on the other side thinking, I really like this person, so I'm going to keep going back. I'm going to keep going, hoping that this will change. Maybe we'll build a connection. Maybe she'll change her mind. Maybe she'll see that I am worth dating. And you start to have that thought process of like, I can change myself or try to be a better version of myself in front of this person so that they change the box. But it's never changing. It's just not.
And also you shouldn't. Yeah, the box is never changing. Yeah. So no matter how many times you change or if you change, you know, 10% or 100% or fucking whatever, it's not – nothing's changing.
Right. So the I want to date you box. Mm-hmm. Signs of the I want to date you box.
Sure.
You are asked about your feelings on things. Mm-hmm. You're asked about your family. You actually go on real dates. And what I mean by real dates doesn't mean you have to spend a bunch of money. Just means you're going on a picnic to the beach.
Yeah.
You're going to the park. You're doing like cute shit together that's outside. You're going to the movies. You're going to a pottery class. You're doing like active things, going on a hike together. You're doing active things that are not just sitting in each other's bedrooms in like a dark setting, drinking wine and watching a movie.
Yeah.
A scenario basically just set up to fuck.
Right.
So you're actually like living and experiencing life with this other person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so this is like what it would be like to date this person. Also, if you keep going back, right?
Yeah.
If a bitch keeps hitting me up to go to her house to watch a movie and I keep going back every single time, I'm setting that precedent for our relationship. Like, this is what we're doing and like this is what I'm okay with and like we're always just going
to
do that.
Yeah, you're solidifying the box, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Exactly. And listen, I know I'm saying this. I know I'm saying this like I'm the I know it all and like I'm, you know, fucking genius at this shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty much saying this out loud so that I can validate this for myself as well. Mm-hmm. Because it is hard. It is hard when you like someone and you want that box to change. Mm-hmm. And you know you should cut it off. You know that you should stop making excuses about like why you keep going back and why it's 11 o'clock. And you're like, oh, fuck, I should just go because like, well, I'm not going to see her for the next few days and this and that.
Maybe this time. This time will be different.
Right. But it's not going to. And that sucks. And it sucks when it also sucks when, because I've been on the other side of that and like we never dated and we're never going to date.
Right.
And I think that at a point, maybe it was different on her end. Mm-hmm. And because in my mind, the box never changed, I would say to her, a situation like that, like, don't have that expectation, or if it's not something you can handle, then don't hang out with me.
Right. Because also too, like you're trying to just like force something that's not there. Mm-hmm. And forcing anything at all ever mm-hmm. never works. But especially when, you're trying to like force yourself upon somebody in a way that like they're not receptive of, like from the jump, you know, like it's just going to make it 10 times worse.
Yeah. You're just going to feel shitty.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel like you're always trying to like reach, you're always reaching. You always feel the sense of reaching like, oh, we're just so close. We're just so close. We're just so close.
Is and should be fucking red flag number one. Mm-hmm. Like you should never be, it should never be forced mm-hmm. in any way. You should mm-hmm. never be trying to like, swindle somebody or, you know, influence them in some way that isn't naturally happening. Obviously, like a part of dating is trying to get each other to mm-hmm. like each other, you know, mm-hmm. but there's a difference of like, natural like connection versus forced. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mm-hmm. the only word that I can use.
Yeah. And then it's unattractive. Yeah. And so the opposite, you should actually do the opposite, which is that I called my girlfriend And I asked her, I said, do you believe in this theory? I asked her if she believed in this box theory that I'm talking to you guys about. And she said, no. And I said, why? And she said, because I was friends with two of my ex-girlfriends and we started dating like later on. And I said, how did you start dating? She's like, because I backed off. And I said, that is the exception to the rule. Go, remember when we talked about the episode of Games? And I said the same shit. How you get out of the friend zone is backing off and letting, like, people are going to do what they're going to do. You know what I mean? So like, if I decide later, if someone is like all into me and I'm like, oh, okay, I have this in the bag, you know, but like, if you give me a minute to realize like what's in front of me by backing off, then maybe we'll work for it. But if you don't ever give me that opportunity, how will I ever know like that I have to work for this or like that I even miss you? I won't know. So the exception to the rule of going from friend box to date box mm-hmm. is you back off mm-hmm. and then let them come to you. Same with the fuck. I mean, I guess it's not the exception to the fucking. It's same with the fucking and dating thing too. Mm-hmm. If someone's just trying to fuck you and you keep going back and you keep solidifying that box, the way that you get out of that box, the exception to the rule, is by backing off. And if they don't come to you, they don't work for you, then they don't work for you.
Right.
And then they're dead to you.
Yeah. 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 I agree with that. I think that that's the only like solution. Yeah. If you're looking for a solution in my mind, because I am and I am not a box person, but I'm a box person like other people coming at me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. If I can tell that I'm a box, I'm in somebody's box one way or the other. I decide that and I'm never going to act any other way mm-hmm. as well, you know, because also.
But what if you like them? Like what if someone puts you in the I want to fuck you category and you like them? What do you do?
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. That's not what I want from you. So you don't work. So that's it.
So you're like, out, I'm out.
Yeah. And it's also like, I don't like deserve that in a sense, or I don't, you know, if I want something out of this and that's not what I'm getting, then I should listen to myself and I should respect myself enough to just be like, all right, peace. Instead of like, I mean, I get, you know.
So you're saving yourself the aggravation, which is what I'm telling you guys to do. Save yourself the aggravation. If you're boxed, if you're seen as the one that they just want to fuck you, save yourself the aggravation mm-hmm. and do what Maddie does and say peace out before your feelings and your heart gets broken.
Mm-hmm. Because it's also too, it's kind of like manipulative a little bit.
Massively.
You know? I don't want to manipulate somebody into like wanting to date me. That's so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Like I want somebody to just be like, fuck yeah. Like mm-hmm. you're what I want just the way that you are.
And another point, which kind of supports what we're saying, Maddie has been dating someone and she was iffy about making it official because she has, you know, issues, so lesbian.
Always issues.
Huge issues. So, Loki slam.
Spend literally thousands of dollars on therapy. Still got issues.
Huge issues. So, Loki slam. So she, her girlfriend now backed off. She didn't keep asking Madison. She didn't keep fucking pressuring her. She's just like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, I mean, as long as you're not like fucking other people and like gonna fuck me over, then like whatever. We don't have to make it such an official thing ASAP. And she let Madison come to her. She backed off mm-hmm. and it worked. Mm-hmm. Because people are going to do what they're going to do. If you decided ultimately that you did not want to be with your girlfriend, her like asking you and pushing it down your throat would make it worse.
10 times worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even like.
Which I did actually in the past.
Right.
Fucked everything up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't feel like she was. Again, like I just said, that feels kind of manipulative. I don't feel like she was manipulating me in any way. I feel like. If I'm looking at it from, you know, the opposite side, like, yeah, what happened was I did have the space to like just feel my own feelings and have thoughts and like kind of work it out.
Yeah, we just slipped that in there as well. Madison lost her train of thought. So you heard that right.
Yeah.
Madison now is officially off the market. So anyone, all of you that were sliding in this bitch's DMs, all so of you.
So many.
You know, she's taken. She is absolutely off the market. I told her she's in this fucking lease until at least May.
Literally, so, I come home and I go, it's – and she goes, official? And I go, I mean, I – yeah. Literally, second sentence. Okay, so we signed this lease till May, so –
literally about to block the U-Hauling company on this bitch's phone so she can't do what she did last time. No, literally. And then, you know, I always like joke. I'm always like, yeah, you know, like when Maddie like gets a girlfriend, I'm not getting gourmet meals anymore. These gourmet meals are going to be for her girlfriend. What happens, you guys?
Day of.
What happened? The day of. Her girlfriend comes over, who I actually really fucking like. She's really cool and sweet and like cool. I like her a lot. Aww. Comes over. Madison's cooking up a storm, right? Fresh white fish, some veggies, some cauliflower mash with some, you know, herbs on it. Mm-hmm. And I look at the kitchen counter and I see 3 pieces of fish.
Two.
And I say, are one of those for me?
And I go, no, it's for my hot neighbor downstairs.
You wish, but you can't because you're taken now. So I say, oh my God, I thought I was going to be cut off from the kitchen, but you're still making me dinners. Side note, I sat in the kitchen at our...
With that said,
I sat in the kitchen at our high top table while these bitches sat in the dining room. So guess what? I'm still getting the meals, but I'm missing out on the conversation.
Yeah, you're in on the high top. We're going to be in here. Little romance.
Yeah.
So, candle moment.
So am I on the back burner? The answer is yes. Did I still get fresh white fish and fucking everything gourmet in the kitchen? Yes, I did. So you know what? I'll fucking take it.
Right, right.
Okay.
We're working through it. We're figuring it out, you know? We'll figure out how to get you a plate of food every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, so going back to box theory. So consensus is Madison does not. You thought you agreed with it, but you actually don't.
You don't, bro.
You just said if you sleep with someone, you catch feelings. And knowing you, that's so fucking accurate.
I know. Okay, but I guess maybe in the separation of friend versus not friend, I know from the jump if I want to
be your friend and fuck.
Yeah, okay. Be somebody's friend, or if I want to fuck and date. Like maybe I only have 2 boxes.
You got 2 boxes. Yeah. You got fuck and friend. Yeah, yeah. I could see that because you've had sex with your friends.
Yeah,
and then or I want to fuck and date you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got 2 boxes.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I think I have 3. Yeah, I think there is 3 for me.
Yeah, you're able to have maybe a physical connection with somebody and not let that be confused or, you know, like swung into also an emotional.
I think if I slept with someone and they just wanted to sleep with me back, I'd say, hold on.
Here we fucking go. Okay, I'll let you talk, and then I'm going to say exactly what happens every single fucking time. I'm going to tell you the truth. So you fucking talk, you say what you feel, and then I'll say what I feel.
Okay. I think if I just want to sleep with a girl, but then she doesn't give a fuck about me and she just wants to sleep with me, and that's it, I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on. So wait a second. So hold on. So you only want to fuck me? You don't want to date all of this? Like, excuse me? But then guess what? They want a date. And I say, saya fuck Nora.
You're running for these fucking Hollywood Hills, baby. So here's what it is. Here's the fucking truth. Okay? I grabbed the phone out of Blake's hand. Blake holds the phone, I mean, the entire episode. Mostly because she's speaking the entire episode. But this is my moment, okay? If... You are not literally like kissing the ground that Blake walks on. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to marry this girl. And then, but if you're doing it, if you're kissing the ground, if you're saying, oh my God, you're so pretty. If you're saying, oh, I want this. Oh, you know, I'm obsessed with you, whatever. Bye. You're done. You couldn't give less of a fuck. Even if it was fucking Ruby Rose, you'd be like,
No.
Disagree. Okay. Well, we'll see.
Said every lesbian ever.
I know, literally. And every straight girl, so it doesn't count.
Doesn't count. All right. That is, I would say that's accurate, but also like it's fucked. That's also fucked up. I need to fix it. I swear I talked to my mom about it. Not the lesbian part. But.
Bro, I am dead. Okay, I haven't brought it up in a minute, but T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. Please, for the love of fuck.
I know, bro. All right, we're going to figure it out. But the box theory still holds true.
Right.
You know, Tink, shout out to Tink. She came up with that idea.
Sure.
If you want to fucking research that box theory video, lesbians, stand by that shit. A lot of you are going to disagree because y'all are like, Madison, sleep with a girl, U-Haul the next day. But a lot of you are like me. Right? Or a lot of you are like me. You're like, no, we can just have sex and it's fine. But if you just want to have sex with me back, then it's a fucking problem. You got to be obsessed with me.
Makes absolutely no sense. So unfair. So unfair.
Box theory. Let us know if you guys agree with it. If you disagree with it, your theories, why not? We're curious to know.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Follow us on Instagram. Bleak_Aaron_. You guys know the drill. Bleak_Aaron_. Share the podcast with your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, subscribe, share, subscribe.
Make
five
sure
stars.
To get those reviews. You know, we're trying to even it out.
Shout out your shout out your Insta.
Yeah,
IG.
The old Madison Howe.
The Iggy. All right, you guys. See you on the next one. Share, subscribe, like, subscribe. Smash that like button. Smash that blah blah blah. All right, peace.
Peace.